WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The death toll is up to 96 this morning in the horrific wildfire that swept a historic community on Maui. With more than 1,000 people still missing, search crews are going through burned piles of what were once homes and businesses. Correspondent Tony DeCopel asked Hawaii Governor Josh Green.
Are you frustrated that there wasn't a better system to alert residents to get out?
Of course. I've lived here for 23 years. I've heard the siren go many times. Never for a fire in my case, but for tsunami warnings and for volcanic eruption warnings and earthquake warnings. Or heartbroken that people couldn't get out or didn't get alerted.
Celebrities who live on Maui are lending a helping hand. Oprah has been bringing supplies to local shelters, she tells CBS Mornings.
You would see people lined up, cots, right next to each other. You would see people with all of their worldly possessions in, you know, like a small garbage bag.
Fleetwood Mac's Mick Fleetwood tells CBS he's not ruling out a benefit concert. Less than a day after they were reported missing, the Coast Guard says four divers have been rescued off the Carolina coast. They were located about 60 miles east of Myrtle Beach this morning. Former President Trump could face another indictment as soon as this week, this time in Georgia, where he's accused of working with others to overturn the 2020 election results. Correspondent Nicole Killian is in Atlanta.
CBS News has learned several witnesses have been subpoenaed to appear before the grand jury, including former Georgia Republican Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan.
Wastewater samples show COVID cases are on the rise again in the U.S. Correspondent Cammy McCormick.
Where we're seeing it go up the most right now is in the Midwest.
Medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder on CBS Morning says just as Americans were adjusting to life beyond the pandemic, it's making a bit of a comeback.
Just because you think you're done with COVID doesn't mean that virus is not still circulating.
Especially among the very young and those over 75. And she says some Americans may want to dig out those face masks again.
Particularly as we go into the fall-winter season.
Hospitalizations are up more than 12%.
Now some news from the Navy. Admiral Lisa Franchetti will not take the position she's been appointed to as head of the Navy today because it's being held up by Alabama's Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville. CBS News military consultant Jeff McCausland.
That person cannot really make long-term decisions for where that organization goes in a period right now of enormous demand in our national security policy because they're in that acting role.
Admiral Franchetti was appointed by President Biden. Dow down 76. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Significant rainfall is expected later in the day with a flood watch effective until 11 p.m. for the entire southeastern Wisconsin area. Heavier rain is anticipated later, potentially resulting in storms leaving up to an inch of rain an hour. That could mean flash flooding. Your bank might be closing. Pete Schwaba has more.
Associated Bank, based in Green Bay, is set to close 6 offices across Wisconsin and Illinois by November. The affected branches locally include the South Howell location and a South Milwaukee branch. They'll be consolidated with offices in St. Francis and Oak Creek. JPMorgan Chase is also closing branches, with Town Bank and North Shore Banks adding in the near term.
The most recent bear sighting in Waukesha County happened when a woman driving along Highway 67 in Eagle saw it near the side of a road. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, the Cripescast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Holy moly.
Yes, it is. And can I just throw this out? If your wipers are on, your lights must be on.
Yeah, you're always...
That's a state law.
This is maybe a generational thing. It's not a checklist thing for me of do I need to turn my lights on or not, because it's just once it's dark, it turns on. So I am totally guilty of that.
Because this is who I am. I saw a truck this morning, and oh, so God. I called. I did. And I just said, look, you know, he's not driving recklessly or anything, but I just want you to know, and maybe you should tell all your drivers that it is a state law that if your wipers are on, your lights must be on, because when it's raining, it's hard to see you.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada. Hello, Wisconsin!
Should our justices have recusal rules? And if so, what should they be? 844-967-2789. Welcome to Monday's show. Monday's rainy show. We haven't used that opener in a while.
No, it's been quite a while, actually.
And I forgot that you are the enforcer of the headlights.
The headlight police. We all have our things.
But it's a very good reminder, as of right now, if you are listening to this in your car, because I think it's raining across most of the state right now.
Yep, and it's going to get, it could get real heavy this afternoon, though.
Yes, and so if you are driving today and it is raining, Jane says, turn your headlights on.
Please.
But to get to the topic du jour to kick off today, you may have heard that last week, Molly Beck reported in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And I think this was actually, Voss was on a radio show where he said this. I have to look in the article to see which one it was. But Voss says lawmakers may consider impeachment if Protasiewicz doesn't recuse from redistricting case, which made me start to think, I would love your opinion on whether or not she should, but more broadly, what should recusal rules look like? Because as of right now, we do not have any. In the past, when cases come before the Wisconsin Supreme Court, one of the seven justices has had a conflict of interest. Maybe because the person to appear before the court had donated money or passed allegiances. You know, there's been conflicts. It's basically the honor system in Wisconsin. So there are no rules for dictating when a Supreme Court justice should recuse himself from a case. And, you know, so even when someone has donated thousands of dollars to their campaign, I'm not a historian of Wisconsin judicial stories, but like, I think there's more cases of people where there was pressure for them to step down and recuse themselves than stories where someone did actually recuse themselves. And so I think, unless you disagree with me, that we can agree that we should have a standard that everyone is held to. Maybe you disagree with that. 844-967-2789. If you don't disagree with that, what should it look like? Is it simply about when people donate and monetary conflicts of interest? Or in the case of Protasiewicz and the issue that Robin Voss is specifically taking with her is how much she spoke about her values, and specifically in the redistricting case, how she said any normal person or any sane person can look at our maps and say, this is not representative. And now he is calling for her recusal for when the case
is heard.
Is heard, which it will happen because it's already been filed. So would love to hear from you as far as what do you think recusal rules or standards should look like? Or should we, do you think it's up to the justices? Because, I mean, have you heard many people say, justify the code of ethics, the U.S. Supreme Court not having a code of ethics?
No.
I feel like most people have also been like, this is kind of gross.
It's just wrong.
And recusal is different than a code of ethics, but they're kind of in the same pot as far as integrity goes for our justices.
Just the assumption that because of these the position that these people hold, that they are the highest ethical standards and need no governance or no oversight is ridiculous.
I completely agree. 844-967-2789.
Curtis from West Dallas, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. Yes, there should be a code of ethics. There used to be up until like 2015 till the money really got poured into the politics, because now it's all about who has the money, controls the purse strings, you know, and it's really sad because no one has ethics anymore. I mean, it really sad. It's like you have Justice Thomas. The money he took, he should be ashamed of himself.
I agree.
The three things he took, he should be ashamed of himself. There's no reason. And the bottom line is, isn't it crazy? The Republicans always put blinders on when it's their party. But when it's the Democratic Party or somebody's more liberal or a little loosened, not look in the same mirror as they do, they're all wrong. They're all wrong. Because let me tell you, if Thomas was Justice, the woman, what was her name?
Sotomayor? Sotomayor.
Let me tell you, it'd been totally wrong. It would be flipped upside down and don't talk about it. Because if they don't talk about it, people forget about it.
I totally agree. Had both not happened basically simultaneously of kind of the skepticism of Sotomayor's case, which is not nearly on the same level as Thomas's case, but the fact that the Thomas case is there, like Republicans can't really say anything about Sotomayor. They have to be like, well, they just are all.
This happens all the time.
Yes, it's fine.
Business as usual.
What do you think about in Wisconsin when it comes to recusal? Do you feel like we need to work towards having, because recusal is different than a code of ethics, but as far as like in for Protasiewicz, should she step down from the redistricting case because of what she said during the campaign?
No.
Different thing?
Because let me tell you, no way. If it would have been, who's running against her? He just lost. What's his name?
He's Dan Kelly.
If it was Dan Kelly, oh, Dan, you're my buddy. High five. What's up? You know, but now all of a sudden, now it's the liberal or more of a less conservative person. Oh, we got to stop her from doing what she wants to do. It's almost like a beaver in a dam. You know what I mean? Every time it's something towards the Democratic side or more liberal side, they throw the beaver in, you know? It's like, no, it doesn't work both ways. You have to have a law. They should put a law, just like Supreme Court justice, just like the laws in their state. Everybody should have a code of ethics. It's really sad that it used to be you never had to put it in paper. You know, now everything has to be put in paper because otherwise, like, oh, well, I didn't know about that. Just like everything is going on in politics now. I mean, everything, I didn't know about that. They put the dumb card out, you know, like that's going to supply everything.
And some of them are dumb, but a lot of them are not. Thanks so much for the call, Curtis.
Appreciate it. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. We have Tom joining us from West Dallas. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. I agree with your last caller that as far as I'm concerned, Protasiewicz should not recuse herself for this. What is the difference between her telling the people that when I get elected, this is what I'm going to do? Why would that cause for her to recuse it? I mean, that's why we voted for her, because we knew she wasn't going to play the Republican games. Now, again, with, what the heck is her name? The Chief Justice. I'm sorry.
Ziegler.
Ziegler. She did not recuse herself for voting on something that her family was personally involved with. That is completely different from Protozavids. And also, like your caller said, Thomas. My God. I mean, it's so obvious. He's proven that he has voted for people who have taken him on these vacations, who are friends of his and stuff, and he shows an utter bias for that and sides with them. Therefore, yeah, he should get kicked out of there as far as I'm concerned.
No, I totally agree, because this is what she actually said about the maps. They do not reflect people in this state. I don't know. I don't think you could sell any reasonable person that the maps are fair. And then she said, I can't tell you what I would do on a particular case, but I can tell you my values and the maps are wrong. So he is saying that statement is grounds for her to recuse herself because she has already predetermined how she is going to rule. And I don't know if you can prove that.
Not really.
Well, what is the difference then between her saying that and our illustrious senator who says, I'm going to cut Social Security? And then we voted for him. But should he not then vote because he said that I want to cut Social Security on the campaign trail?
Well, I think it's different because, I mean, politicians, they are supposed to make promises of how they will vote, right, on, like, certain issues and policy stuff versus, like, judges are supposed to be – they're supposed to be nonpartisan. They're supposed to be objective. They're supposed to look at the how the case is argued on its face value versus my opinion on this topic. So, like, I get that, but I just don't know if she indicated that by enough that she's like, well, I already know how I'm going to rule on this once the case comes. So I don't know. I think the fact that there are no rules for recusal, there's no justifiable grounds for them to be threatening impeachment, because if there's no standards, then how do you say, well, she broke her oath. You know what I mean?
I agree. I also think, though, that, like, Robin Voss is very frightened because if those maps change, he ain't going to be in charge anymore.
Absolutely. And that is at the core of this.
Yeah.
That is at the core of this. Oh, my God, we might lose.
What will we do
What
then?
Will we do then? Oh, no. We got a bunch of texts we're going to get to, too. Right. Thanks a lot, Tom.
Thanks for the call, Tom. 844-967-2789. We're talking about recusal. Broadly, we're talking about what should recusal rules be? And granted, none of us are lawyers. Not none of us. Some of our listeners are absolutely lawyers.
Sure.
But as far as, like, what would you like to see as far as what you think is standard, objective, fair for when a justice should step down from a case? Most of the time, I feel like it has to do with money. Of when did people take money for their, you know, since we elect justices instead of them being appointed, and there is any kind of personal gain that can happen through them ruling on this case, I don't know necessarily how Protasewicz has personal gain
from fair maps.
From a redistricting case.
She doesn't. And so it's not about that.
Yeah. So we're going to take a break. But when we come back, we're going to take more of your calls, take more of your texts on this issue. Would love to hear from you. Should we have recusal rules? If so, what should they look like? And also, I'll get through a little bit more of what impeachment could look like if they actually made good on that promise and tried to impeach Janet Protasewicz if she refuses to recuse herself for the redistricting case. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. We'll be back in just a minute. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, That's design.garden.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag CivicPints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. Civic Media. Media.us/giveblood.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. Scattered thunderstorms likely this afternoon, otherwise cloudy. High temperatures reach up to 67. Northeasterly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight. Lows level off around 55. Cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to 76. Tomorrow, ample sunshine expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 63 degrees.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw.
540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
Anything to be in the headlines.
Summer chance. Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madner. We are watching the rain from our front door that is pouring.
Yes.
It's a nice day to stay at home, but we are not at home. We are in the studio.
You bet.
And we're talking about recusal and broadly talking about for our Wisconsin Supreme Court justices, what, if any, should the standards be for them to recuse themselves from hearing a case?
Because there currently aren't any standards.
Because there currently aren't any. And in the past, there has been situations where the justice could personally benefit by the outcome of that case, whether it's through future donations to their case, to their campaign, or other familial involvement. But it's an honor system, and so it's up to them. But now we have, last week, at the end of the week, Robin Voss, veiled threat or not, saying that the Republicans would consider impeachment if Janet Protasiewicz does not recuse herself from the redistricting case. And to me, because there is no standard, because there are no rules, I don't know how you justify and meet the bar for impeachment when there is nothing that says that she is breaking her oath based on what she said during her campaign and the fact that she said, I can't tell you how I'm going to rule on a case, but I can tell you, looking at these maps, any reasonable person can see that they're rigged.
Well, and
tell me that I'm wrong. 844-967-2789.
There is no bar. They're inventing a bar, which is what they do when they lose. Text from the 414, if there are no recusal rules, then it's up to each individual justice. I don't remember which justice it was that heard a case involving a firm that her husband was employed by. This wasn't a problem. Boss is just upset because change is coming.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. And from the 541, specifically, if the person is elected for their views, why would they need to recuse for nothing more than practicing what they preached? What statements were made by other judges during their campaigns? She is not the only one on the state Supreme Court.
Well, and she also did say that she would recuse herself anything that includes, that is a case where the Wisconsin Democratic Party is a plaintiff or a defendant, because they did get that, they did give her a lot of money. And she said on the campaign that if she were, if there was a case involving them that would come to the court, she would recuse herself. Dan Kelly did not say that. And so she has set out, as far as her honor system, where the line is for her, And she did not, I will say, she did not respond to Milwaukee Journal Sentinel when they reported on this last week as far as any response to what Robin Voss said. But I just, and the other thing I don't understand about the threat of impeachment, and maybe I'm missing something here, and they do have the power, right? Because they needed a simple majority in the assembly, which they have, and they do have a supermajority in the Senate after Dan Knodel got elected in the special election in April. But correct me if I'm wrong, but even if they did impeach her and if she was removed, doesn't Tony Evers just appoint
someone
her replacement?
I think so.
So how does that help you?
Well, can they impeach Governor Evers before he does that? Because they have to stop fair maps from being adopted. That is the number one survival rule. They got to stop it.
Which is so crazy to me, because as we've talked about on the show before, the likelihood, depending on how the election years go, but also there is a slight natural gerrymander in our state. And
yes.
We've talked about that.
Yeah.
That, like, most outcomes, Republicans would still have a majority, potentially even in both houses. Not every year, but slightly.
Yes.
So it's not that they would automatically lose the majority. They just, like, don't want to let go of that supermajority, that they can just do whatever they want. And the people who are in those seats are so safe that they don't have to listen to people.
Yeah, because life is good when you don't have to respond to your constituents. Life has been great for them.
They don't get reelected, and then they have to go get a real job.
Or actually respond to what the people who live in their districts are asking for.
Absolutely.
Medical marijuana, background checks, red flag laws, no permitless concealed carry.
Abortion access.
But they don't want to do that, so they're gonna cheat.
Yeah.
They're going to cheat. Text from John in the Falls. Good morning, ladies. You show me a judge who claims to have no personal beliefs on any social legislative issues, I will show you a liar.
Absolutely.
No one is ever completely unbiased. Recusal should only happen when there's a tangible personal benefit for a judge or their family, or when the judge feels like their personal beliefs about something do not reflect the will of the people that he or she is making decisions for.
Absolutely. You got a call from Dave?
We do. Dave, we got about a minute and a half. Thanks for waiting. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. So you brought up with Clarence Thomas, and I actually agree with you guys. I do think if you have special interests that are actually influencing judges, even at the federal level, state level, I do think there are certain cases when they come up, yeah, they need to recuse themselves. And people have to remember this particular Supreme Court race in Wisconsin was by far the most expensive in the United States and was like six times higher than it was back in 2020. I think it was like $61 million versus $10 million. So you had a lot of special interests that were vying for both sides from out of state to swing the court a certain way. That being the case, right now, I agree with you guys right now. I mean, I don't see their... I mean, personally, I do think she should recuse herself, but I think that's really up to her. Just based on the fact that, you know, as a judge, you know, you're supposed to kind of be in the middle, wait till you get all the facts before you're actually making a final decision.
Absolutely. We're coming up against the break, Dave, so I got to let you go, but thank you for the call. We will keep this going. If you have thoughts on recusal rules and what they should be and when they should be enacted, 844-967-2789. We'll be back after the break. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. As of today, 96 deaths have been confirmed in Hawaii's massive wildfire on Maui. More than 1,000 people are still missing. Blake Drury escaped the flames.
It's hard. I was lucky enough to get out of there. A lot of people were not able to do so. So for now, we're going to do what we can and hold our head high. for the ones that can't.
The Coast Guard and the Navy have rescued a group of missing divers off the Carolinas. CBS's Jim Krasula.
The four people were diving off of a boat about 65 miles east of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and failed to resurface Sunday afternoon.
Fulton County, Georgia's district attorney could begin presenting evidence to a grand jury today in an election interference case that could lead to indictments for Donald Trump and others. Former U.S. Attorney Michael Moore.
It really allows her to talk about everybody's dirty laundry, not just the dirty laundry maybe that the former president may have in his hamper.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected on the Civic Media Network. CivicMedia.us.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Lots of rain is expected today. A flood watch is in place until 11 p.m. for the entire southeastern Wisconsin region. Heavier rain is expected later in the day and evening, raising concerns about potential storms leaving up to an inch of rain per hour. Some areas might get over 4 inches of total rainfall. Milwaukee experienced yet another weekend marked by a series of shootings, with a total of 10 people being injured on Friday and Saturday. Each day saw two separate shooting incidents. Among them, a 15-year-old was hospitalized due to a shooting Friday. There were no reported fatalities resulting from the weekend shootings. The most recent bear sighting in Waukesha County happened when a woman driving along Highway 67 in Eagle saw it near the side of a road. It's not clear whether this bear is the same one seen in Waukesha County over the past months. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
A perfect day starts with perfect breakfast. Start your day with Brunch It Up. Our experts are serving up the ultimate brunch experience. Our menu is loaded with inventive dishes from chicken and waffles to cinnamon roll pancakes. Try unique cocktails like Brunch Bloody Mary with house-infused vodka. Come brunch it up over bottomless mimosas or a midday pick-me-up. Or with the whole family for an unforgettable Sunday brunch. Brunch It Up in Milwaukee, Brookfield, or Cedarburg from 7 to 3 on weekdays and 8 to 3 on weekends. Let's brunch it up.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show. We're working people. Come to talk.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
They know the lowdown, now it can be told. I'll tell you quite reliably off the record about some charming people I have known.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere, and we are talking about recusal rules. Because what else is more interesting to talk about on a Monday morning?
But it is. It's pretty fascinating.
Well, it's fascinating because it affects us. And, you know, as far as throwing out anything that could potentially work to stop the changing of the tides that people voted for. The backstory here, if you're just joining us, is one, the Wisconsin Supreme Court has no actual rules for recusal. It's an honor system. Each justice gets to decide. Two, over the end of last week, Robin Voss was on a radio show being interviewed, saying that he thinks that lawmakers may consider impeachment if Protasiewicz doesn't recuse herself from the redistricting case based on things that she said during her campaign about believing that the maps are rigged, which for a lot of us is seen as an objective statement. Now, that's not, you know, so whatever. But I'm in the, on the one hand, we don't have recusal rules. So how can you say that she's breaking her oath? Two, I don't know, see how she benefits from this compared to other places where people absolutely should have recused themselves. So we're asking you, what should recusal rules look like? Does this qualify? 844-967-2789.
Bill from Oconomowoc is on the line. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning. You say this is a little bit of a tangent or an offshoot of what you're talking about, but if you listen to me say the whole thing, it will put the respectability back into our courts.
Okay, let's go.
People take the time to Google the 14th Amendment. Seat at the very end, because of a civil war of insurrection and co-conspirators are not allowed to, after that. It's stated in our Constitution. Now, if you read the oath of office, Robin Voss took, Donald Trump took, they took an oath to prevent the country or protect the country from domestic terrorism. How does this affect the judges? If they hold up this part of the Constitution, you won't have to worry about Robin Voss talking about, oh, we're going to impeach. It'll put the accountability back into the system. That's all I called about, but I tell you, if you think that, it ought to put a smile on your face. These people technically are all finished. They're done. Well, and that's per the Constitution. Now, if I'm wrong, please inform me. You know, you can mention, well, Bill thinks this is a deal. It's not. Other lawyers have brought this up.
Interesting. I hadn't thought about that.
Just saying, you know. But I tell you what, Ron Johnson's head will explode. Fox will explode. Trump's head will explode. I mean, Robin Voss, I think he ought to head for Russia if they start reading this. These people will be held accountable because of all of it. It's accountability.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
It's not so bad in our courts. Take care. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Bill.
That's interesting.
It is. 844-967-2789. Text from the 262. Voss should have resigned when he got nearly $300,000 in PPP loans, which was later forgiven. From the 920, the Republicans lost this election, so this is their way to overturn the will of the people. Absolutely, because they don't want to have to do the people's will. They know better.
We got a comment on the live stream, which you can always watch on YouTube or Facebook or Twitter at As Goes Wisconsin. If you do that, give us a follow while you're there. From John Smallwood, it takes 50 votes in the assembly and a 22 votes to convict and be removed in the Senate to get rid of a Supreme Court justice. We should expect them to try this. Let's start making this the most painful option for repug state senators now. What does that look like?
Maybe I don't know.
The most painful option.
How would we do that? Continually reminding people about it?
I guess, but also I still, again, wouldn't Evers just be able to appoint her replacement? And so it's like, does that get them any closer to
what they want?
What they want, except just slow. I mean, it could slow down the process.
Well, and there's a texter who pointed that out as well. The impeachment talk is a stalling maneuver to try to keep the ruling from coming down before the 2024 election. The Senate doesn't have to vote on it, but they can certainly sit on it.
That is true. And so, but as far as what impeachment is saying, like what it should be entailed, it's basically crimes and misdemeanors. Like it's a pretty high level of
offense
to justify it. So it's like, the Wisconsin Constitution allows lawmakers to remove state officials, quote, for corrupt conduct in the office or for crimes and misdemeanors. Now, what he's claiming is not a crime.
No.
So you have to basically prove that it's corrupt conduct, I guess.
That seems like a stretch. But
if you have the votes, you have the votes.
Right. 844-967-2789. Jim from Appleton. This is just another Republican example of rules for thee, but not for me. And from the 262, our current Chief Justice Ziegler had several cases come before her when she was a circuit court judge. that her husband was part of, and so that, she did not recuse herself. She stated she could rule on the merits of the case. But apparently that only applies to Republican justices who have that ability.
Yeah. I can tell you right now, if I had to just be the judge and the jury on my husband's case, I would not be able to do that. I would be very, very biased. But, you know, I'm just a lonely radio show host, not a Wisconsin Supreme Court justice with lots and lots of integrity. And so, I mean, again, this could just be a stall tactic. It could be a threat. It could be just a way to rile the troops up. But I think it's worth talking about.
Oh, absolutely. 844-967-2789-844-96-PARTY. Cindy from Appleton. Good morning, Cindy. What do you think about this?
Well, I think that if they were to impeach Janet, which I don't think would happen, and you talked about how the governor could just, you know, automatically appoint somebody, but the point is then the Republicans would have to confirm that person, and with all the election stuff coming up, do you think they would actually do that?
That's a good point.
No, it's all about, it's about stalling, right?
Yep.
That's a good point.
So that would be my concern.
Thank you, Cindy.
I hate this day
Thank
sometimes.
You, Cindy.
Thanks for the call,
have
Cindy.
Have a good day. If you want to check in, you can still give us a call. You can text us at 844-967-2789-541. Says a reminder, impeachment is a political trial, not a criminal one, so logic is not applied.
Yes, that is correct. Well, we will see how this... I highly doubt she will recuse herself. So then if this moves forward, we will have to see. The ball will be back in Voss and the Republicans' court to see if they actually follow through with this.
Get some of these, get phone numbers, people. I'm telling you, it's easy to Google our state lawmakers and find out their phone numbers and call them politely every day.
Exactly. Well, I want to move on because I want to get to this story. And this just seems bananas to me. So I don't know if you heard over the weekend this story about it's a small town. It's like 1,900 people. But police in Kansas raided a local newspaper and its publisher's home on Friday. They took computers and other records. They took cell phones. They took routers. And there's one part of this story that's like obvious that this feels like there's outrage from First Amendment advocates. There's also the fact that after the raid, the publisher's 98-year-old mother died.
They believe from the stress of this.
They believe from the stress of, like, having their house raided.
Yep.
But what's interesting to me, and I feel like this is, there's so much more to this story, because the action of raiding a newspaper, it's a big effing deal, right? Like, freedom of the press is one of the things we hold very, very dear.
It is a
right?
foundation of our country.
And so you'd think the standard to justify that would have to be more than what sounds like a, like, divorce dispute and, like, a petty, messy, like, back and forth of, like, small town BS.
Sniping.
That the ends of this certainly... feel way outside what the actual story was going to be and the fact that any judge approved this search warrant. So I'm going to try to, like, summarize the case as best I can. But basically, it's in the town is called Marion, and it's 60 miles north of Wichita. And the characters are, there's a restaurant owner named Carrie Newell, and she claimed that the newspaper, which is called the Marion County Record, illegally obtained damaging information about her DUI. But I always thought DUIs were public information.
It is public information.
So anyways, so that led to a local judge issuing a warrant authorizing police to seize the newspaper's files. And so the paper said they didn't publish the information about Newell's conviction for drunken driving and has denied that it came through by it illegally. And so, like, that is, but, like, it just doesn't seem like, how is that claim of what should normally just be public information? How did any judge look at this and be like, yep, you can go raid the newspaper and the publisher's
home?
So the newspaper said Joan Mayer had been stressed beyond her limits. So this is the mom who died and overwhelmed by hours of shock and grief following the raid. But in general, police raids and news organizations are like, they don't really happen in the United States. And they're illegal under most circumstances, under both state and federal law. And so the fact, again, I feel like there's the burden of proof to justify this has to be so high that like there has to be more to this story, because what I can like deduce is basically this restaurateur, Jane, you tell me if you think I'm doing this correctly, okay, doing this justice, claimed that the newspaper came through, like came by her information illegally. They said they didn't. She wanted her privacy protected. She like issued that, like she got granted them for the to go take it, and they did. But like,
but they never printed the story.
But they never printed the story, and they also haven't given them the affidavit,
which is missing.
Which is missing.
Yeah, that's kind of an eyebrow raiser right there.
And then there's this other part that the newspaper, The Record, has been actively investigating Police Chief Gideon Cody,
who's a new guy in town,
at the time of the raid, after receiving tips that he had left his previous job in Kansas City, Missouri, to avoid repercussions for alleged sexual misconduct charges. So then is like, is there another layer to why that this, they are like, look over here, this is why we're doing this, even though it doesn't really make a lot of sense, even though what we're really looking for potentially is what they have on our police chief.
Bingo. That's it right there. That is absolutely it.
That's what you think it is.
Yes.
But I just think this is, the story is fascinating. And like, I think there's way more to it. And it became it's becoming a national story because it's so egregious. And, you know, it just makes me think. I watched She Said on Friday night with my mom, which is the story of the two reporters. Well, there was two stories that broke the Harvey Weinstein. There was Ronan Farrow for The New Yorker. And then there was the two women from the New York Times who were working on it. And then they wrote a book and that became a movie. And it's just like, it just is a reminder. This story is a reminder. Their story is a reminder. Just like, I have so much reverence for investigative journalists.
Absolutely.
And like, at this point, like literally the danger they put their lives into to get to the bottom of the story and like the doggedness. And like, I sometimes like watch the stories of investigative reporting and like, I don't think I have the wherewithal. I don't think I could ever be, I take no for an answer too easily compared to what these people go through to get the story and get the truth out there. So, as this story develops, we'll come back to it because I find it fascinating and I think there's some more details.
It's not over.
It's certainly not over. But when we come back, let's talk about not our state fair. Our state fair is over. But let's talk about the Iowa State Fair and some of the antics that happened there from our presidential candidates over the weekend. So this is As Goes Wisconsin. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
To working folks for readers and to big shots for their dough. Now publishers are such interesting people. It could be prostitution, I don't know. Ting-a-ling-a-ling, circulation, ting-a-ling-a-ling, advertising, get those readers, get that payoff. What a headache, what a mess. Oh, publishers are such interesting people.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, yeah. StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really there? I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. High temperatures reach up to 67 this afternoon under cloudy skies with scattered thunderstorms likely. Winds out of the northeast, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely, lows level off around 55. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow, highs level off around 76. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 63 degrees.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Ask Us Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. Jane Madair, what song was that?
You don't know the Iowa corn song?
Obviously not. Have I been to Iowa? I think I might have gone to Iowa for a basketball tournament when I was like a preteen or tween. But I have not spent a lot of time in Iowa, I have to admit. I thought it was from like Pirates of Pizan.
No, it is the Iowa corn song, Kristen.
All right. Well,
now you know.
You know, we have milk songs.
We have cheese songs for
and,
sure.
And such. I actually read this morning, this is actually in Chicago, but we're going to save it to see if we can actually talk to the cheese witch.
Oh, I would be so excited.
But there was a great headline this morning of reading between the rinds. And it's a woman who tells your fortune by reading cheese. And I was like, this sounds ridiculous. And then I actually read the article and I was like, oh, there's a lot here. Like, we're saving this.
Oh, great.
For more than an 8-minute segment. So that will be in the future. But it sounded very Wisconsin to me.
That's a
tangent. Anyways, how's traffic right now?
Traffic right now, depending upon where you are in the state, in the city of Milwaukee, northbound 43 is completely shut down from Silver Spring Drive because of a disabled vehicle. And again, conditions likely are not going to get better as the day goes on because we're going to have even more rain and heavier rain. Eastbound Wisconsin 15 closed from Givens Road west to Industrial Park because of an incident. And the same on the westbound side of westbound Wisconsin 15 shut down from Industrial Park Avenue to Givens Road. So just be careful.
And then also this afternoon, if you're in southeastern Wisconsin in the Milwaukee area, Pink is in concert.
Oh, that's right.
And I think that they are diverting traffic away from AmFam Field for that. So that could cause even more issues. So
I think the parking lot opens up at 3 and the gates open at 5. So, yeah,
tonight is not going to be fun between rain and Pink.
And Pink, you're going to want to find some alternate routes.
Blue Mountain Road, here you come.
Yeah. And well, which is now down to one lane in some areas.
Great.
Is there a section of Wisconsin that is not under construction? Because it's everywhere.
It's everywhere. It's not only everywhere. It's also I just want, and maybe we can get someone from DOT someday to explain this to us. But why, when they're not, it's not an active construction site, why do they just leave cones everywhere? Why are the orange barrels just everywhere, even when there's no work being done? Is it laziness?
It's a good question.
Is it we forgot? Is there actually like a good reason for it?
Work is coming.
I have so many. Like, there's multiple streets, like city streets in Milwaukee that I'm like, what? No one's here. No one's working on anything. Why are these barrels here? Anyways, so over the weekend, as predicted, all the presidential candidates were hanging around in the Iowa State Fair.
Important spot.
Shaking hands, kissing babies.
Eating things on sticks.
Trump petted a goat, apparently. I'm upset that I have not seen a video of Trump in a full suit.
Touching
farm animals.
That's probably why he only stayed for an hour. I assume he was traumatized.
So I didn't read that part. He was only there for an hour?
That's what I saw yesterday on my Twitter feed, that he was only there for an hour.
I mean, it'll be really interesting because I was a caucus instead of, and so in the, it's the closest thing to when we talk about ranked choice voting, where people are voting for their second favorite, and there's, it's a, it's technically, or like traditionally a more, it's like a nicer primary. That's what people say, right? Because of, if you're not going to be the first favorite, people are kind of vying to be their second favorite.
Okay.
And it'll be interesting because everything I've read is DeSantis is like all in on Iowa, right? Because he thinks this is his best chance to come out of the gate swinging and show that he can be a contender with Trump. But it's also just funny to think about him because, like, as opposed to Trump's suit, him just marching around the Iowa State Fair all weekend in like jeans and like, you know,
I'm a guy. I'm just a guy.
I'm an everyday man. And so did you see anything that was...
The one thing that I saw that stuck out to me was as Ron DeSantis was walking through one of the crowds to get to wherever he was going to speak next, this is what the crowd around him was chanting.
We love Trump! We love Trump! We love Trump! We love Trump! We love Trump!
And I also read that he elected to... close down the bumper car rides so he could go on it alone with his daughter.
Oh, which he didn't want to be bumped by strangers?
Which is always a really popular thing to do when you're a politician and you come in and use your privilege to shut down something that's meant for everyone.
Well, it's funny that there was, he got those chants of the Trump lovers, but there was also, he was dogged by protesters who are not Republicans at all weekend as far as people angry about his different policies. Did you say that someone from Mike Pence was like, I'm glad they didn't hang you?
Yep, take a listen to this. Former Vice President Mike Pence, guy in the crowd.
My question is this. Why did you commit treason on January 6th and not storm?
I'm a veteran, buddy. No. Shut your mouth.
Fair question. Look, come on. See, that's why I came.
I'm glad they didn't hang you.
I'm glad they didn't hang you.
Me too. I don't like Mike Pence, but I'm also glad they didn't hang him. Jesus Christ.
And it got a big laugh, too.
Oh, God. Well, on the lighter side, one of the videos I saw was Nikki Haley trying to shoot a basketball. And as a former basketball player, I was like, this is embarrassing. Why did you opt in to do this? Her form was awful. But then it got me thinking, because over the weekend, we were at our friend's first, their baby's like first year birthday party. And it was more of an adult for like party for adults.
Right.
And somehow the suggestion was made that we should play Knockout, a.k.a. Lightning, which is a game where you shoot a free throw and then the person, you're all in line and a person behind you, if they make their shot before you, you're out.
Okay.
And then it whittles down and that's the game. And, you know, like, I pride myself of, like, I grew up playing basketball.
You're pretty competitive.
Pretty competitive. And I'm in, like, a dress. I'm 8 months pregnant. I'm barefoot. And somehow I still thought I was going to be able to compete in this game. And my friend, who was behind me, whose shot is as bad as Nikki Haley's, got me out immediately.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, how did this happen? So then I play again, and I get out again immediately. And I was so hard on myself instead of the fact that it was like, your balance is a little off
right
now.
Well, hello.
Running after a basketball maybe is not the best thing to do.
You think?
So I think this is the good husband points. Last night we went to like a bar restaurant and Mike was like, "Do you want to play Papa Shot with me?" Which is the game that Nikki Haley was playing where it's just the rim, and I crushed him.
Oh well.
And I don't know if he let me beat him, but I do have a better shot than him, so I want to just believe that I just beat him and I felt a lot better.
Vindication.
So. All right, we're going to take a break for the top of the hour news. When we come back, we're going to be talking to John Plagman, who started Section Yellow. We're going to talk about sobriety in Wisconsin. So stay tuned. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well.
Oh, I just hope I don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to a radio station that's part of the Civic Media Network. Find more at civicmedia.us. Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.